Hey guys, Flex the Second here. This is going to be my first video ever, so thanks for checking me out. My channel is going to be all about flexing your Second Amendment rights, anything politicial about guns, and you can also expect some comedy videos on the topic of pro-gun versus anti-gun and things like that. So if you're interested in watching that kind of stuff, please subscribe to my channel. So with that being said, this video is about an extreme budget, what some might call assault rifle. For stuff hits the fan, home defense, hunting, or even just for fun. This is the AR-15. You more than likely know what it's all about. However, you also know that just to get an entry-level AR-15, you're looking at least $600 if you find one on a good sale. Not to mention, it more than likely won't have most of the options you want it to have. This type of gun, most people would recommend to you, but the thing is, some people just don't have that kind of money to go and spend on a gun. You're looking at my Bushmaster M4 that I picked up for about $900 after tax. I mean, that's pretty high price. But when I say extreme budget, I'm talking about $300 or less. This video is mainly for people who want to get their hands on some type of protection before a potential ban, but they just don't have the money to fork out. If you can save up to $300 to $330, you can pick up one of these. This here is a High Point 4595 TS carbine. It shoots 45 ACP ammo. They also make a 9mm and 40 cal variant. And they can be had, all of them, for around the same price of about $300 after tax, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. I mean, people can try to talk bad about these guns all day long, but anyone who actually owns one should tell you that they are an amazing gun for the price. I have 100 rounds of steel cased and 100 rounds of brass cased through mine. So far, I haven't cleaned it yet either. I have not had one problem with it. No failure to feed, no failure to eject, no jams, or anything. It rips right through ammo as fast as you can pull the trigger. It's dead on accurate even at 100 yards, and that's out of the box without even having to adjust the sights. It's built well. I thought it would be like rattly and the stock would be all loose feeling, but it's actually not. It actually feels like it's built well. The only downfall is it only takes 9-round magazines, but you can still be just as effective with multiple 9-round magazines as you can with one 30-round magazine. And if the magazine capacity is really that big of an issue for you can get 1911 pistol magazines and you modify the little clip. Here, I'll show you. The little lip that catches the magazine catch. All you have to do is take the 1911 mag and bend that clip up. There's YouTube videos showing you how to do it. But if you do that, if you go that route, you can get 15-round magazines and stuff like that. I mean, it's not that big of an issue for me, so I haven't really bothered. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I would say the AR-15 is a better rifle, but when we're talking about the price difference, I don't know if the AR-15 is better enough to pay $300 more dollars for it. Like, when you think about it, you can have a High Point carbine and 1,300 rounds of ammo for it for $600 altogether, or you can just have an AR with no ammo. The AR is a little more ergonomic and looks a little better. And if you have the money, I'd say definitely get the AR, obviously. But if you don't have the money, it is what it is. And I would highly recommend, if you don't have the money, pick up one of these rifles, particularly the 4595 TS model. I mean, I would without a doubt depend my life on this gun. And if you pick one up, there's no doubt in my mind that you will love it. So thanks for watching this video. If you liked it, please give me a thumbs up. If you have any questions, just ask me in the comments or in a private message. And always remember to flex all of your rights, but especially flex the Second Amendment.